Welcome back. Today, we're going to fix one of the most common jungle problems in Ableton Live. You start a bunch of nasty little 8 or 16 bar ideas and then you never finish them. And here's the twist. It's almost never because you don't have ideas. It's because you have too many options. Too many samples, too many tracks, too many maybe I should decisions. So this lesson is all about creative constraints, rules you deliberately set up inside Live to force decisions, keep momentum, and turn a loop into an actual track you can export. This is intermediate level, so I'm assuming you can slice a break, write a bass line, and you know your way around arrangement view. What we're building is a finished jungle sketch, amen-style drums, a rolling reese or subree space, a simple effective arrangement, and a bounded mix so you don't tweak forever. Target length is 3 to 4.5 minutes. Alright, let's do it. First up, the constraint contract. 2 minutes. Before you touch sounds, you're going to decide the rules of this project, and you're going to make them visible. Pick your tempo between 165 and 172. Choose one. Lock it. For this lesson, let's go 170 BPM. Classic jungle feel, and it sits nicely for most breakbeats. Next, track limit. Max 10 audio or MIDI tracks. Returns don't count. Groups are fine, but don't use groups to sneak in 40 tracks. The whole point is fewer decisions. Next, sound palette rule. Max 3 sample packs, and stock Ableton devices only. This is huge because it stops the plugin Safari. Next, decision rule. If it works at 80%, you commit. Freeze, flatten, resample. Jungle is full of happy accidents, but you only get those if you stop keeping it editable forever. And the timer rule. 45 to 90 minutes for the session, and at the end you export a version no matter what. Now, extra coaching move. Create an empty MIDI track called Rules. Drop a blank MIDI clip at bar 1 and type your rules in the clip name or clip notes. Put it right at the top of the set. You should be able to glance at Live and remember what game you agreed to play. Also, color code by role. Drums red, bass blue, music and FX green. It sounds basic, but it kills decision fatigue because you always know what category you're working on next. Cool. Now we build from an arrangement first template. This is the move that gets people out of loop land. In arrangement view, at 170 BPM, lay down locators for your structure right away. Intro, 16 bars. Drop 1, 32 bars. Break or bridge, 16 bars. Drop 2, 32 bars. Outro, 16 bars. That gets you around 3.5 minutes. Perfect. And here's the constraint. You are not allowed to change this structure for the first hour. You can fill it with better content, but you can't redesign the whole song every time you get bored. Teacher tip. Add automation lanes now, even if you don't write automation yet. Just having lanes visible nudges you toward arranging like a producer instead of looping like a sound designer. Put in lanes for a drum bus filter or reverb send, bass low pass or distortion amount, and a tiny master utility gain for drop impact later. Next, drums. One break, three variations. Pick one primary break. Amen, think, hot pants, funky drummer, whatever speaks to you. One break, not five breaks layered together. That's a different lesson. Create an audio track called Break. Drop the break in. Warp it. You can use Complex Pro if you want it smoother, or Beats Mode if you want crunchier transients. For jungle, Beats Mode can be really videy, but it depends on the sample. Now slice it to a new MIDI track. Use transient slicing. That gives you a drum rack full of slices. Now the key constraint. You may only create 3 drum patterns. Pattern A is your main roll. Pattern B is your variation, maybe more ghost hits or a different snare slice choice. Pattern C is a fill, and it's only 1 to 2 bars max. This stops the endless style, just edit every hit trap. Editing every hit feels productive, but it kills momentum. Practical jungle pattern advice as you program. Keep a consistent snare anchor on 2 and 4, that's your spine. Then add ghost snares just before 2 and 4, quieter and shorter. And pick 1 to 3 slices as signature chatter. You don't need to do surgery on every single transient to get vibe. Jungle is about momentum. Now put a simple stock chain on the break track, and keep it to 4 devices max. This is another constraint. Start with drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Boom at 0 to 20, but be careful, because it can cloud the low end fast. Transients plus 5 to plus 20 if you need bite. Then EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If it's boxy, dip 200 to 400. If it's dull, a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12k, 1 or 2 dB. Then saturator with soft clip-on. Drive 2 to 6 dB, and bring the output down so you're not just getting louder. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1 and keep gain reduction gentle 1 to 3 dB. Jungle breaks can get ugly with too much compression, so less is more. When you hit 4 devices, stop, move on. This is how you finish. Now we add a kick and snare anchor layer. Minimal. Make a track called kick and a track called snare. One shot samples. The rule is one kick sample and one snare sample for the whole track. No swapping every 8 bars. On the kick, EQ8. Maybe emphasize 50 to 80 Hz if it needs weight. Cut mud around 200 to 300. Light saturation. On the snare, high pass below 120. A small presence bump around 2 to 5K if it needs crack. Light saturation. Route both into a drum bus group with a break. And a timing tip. If the layers feel facey or weird, nudge them by 1 to 10 milliseconds. Small moves. Use your ears. Don't turn it into a science project. Alright, bass time. 1 Reese. 2 Automations. Create a MIDI track called Bass. Add Waveatable. Saw on Oscillator 1, Saw on Oscillator 2. Slightly detuned. Unison 2 to 4 voices. But don't overdo it or you'll smear the low end. Add Auto Filter. Low pass 24. You can leave the envelope subtle or off for now. Add Saturator. Soft clip on. Add Compressor with sidechain from the drum bus or kick. Now the bass writing constraint. Write an 8 bar bass line. That's it. After that, you're only allowed to duplicate it, remove notes, or transpose sections like octave jumps. No rewriting from scratch. This forces you to develop ideas instead of constantly replacing them. And for the first arrangement pass, you only get 2 bass automations, auto filter cutoff for energy and saturator drive for intensity. 2 knobs. That's enough to carry a whole jungle tune if your drums are rolling. Sidechain settings. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Enough to make room, not enough to pump like EDM unless you want that. Now we add atmosphere and stabs with the 3 texture rule. You're allowed 3 non-drum, non-bass elements total. 1 pad or atmo, like noise, vinyl air, rave wash. 1 stab or chord hit. 1 FX riser or downlifter. And a constraint inside the constraint. Each texture gets a maximum of 2 devices plus EQ. Not a 10 plugin Jane. Fast stock devices for this. Simpler or sampler for stabs. Echo for space and dub movement. Hybrid reverb for cavern vibes. Autopan for width and motion. Example stab chain. EQ8 with a high pass around 150 to 300 so it doesn't fight the bass. Echo 1/8 or dotted quarter. Feedback 20 to 35%. If you want grit. A tiny touch of redux but really small. Extra sound design shortcut. You can make a stab out of almost anything. Throw a short audio hit into simpler one shot. Add a resonant filter. Add a tiny pitch envelope that snaps down. Then echo. Done. No hour-long sample hunt. Now the big one. Arrange first. Polish later. 20-minute arrangement pass. Set a timer for 20 minutes. This is not negotiable. During this timer, you are not sound designing. You are not EQing the snare for 12 minutes. You are just placing clips into the structure. Here's your blueprint. In the intro, you bring in the atmo and a filtered break. Tease the bass with a low pass. Add a snare build in the last 4 bars. Drop 1. Full drums and full bass. Bring the stab in every 8 bars so it feels like a hook, not a constant noise. Break section. Remove the kick layer. Keep the break filtered, quieter. Bass either drops out or becomes sub-only. Add 1 signature vocal chop or FX if you want, but don't start a new musical subplot. Drop 2. Basically drop 1. But use your variation B pattern for the break. Add fill C every 16 bars. And this is important. Predictable fills sound intentional. Random fills sound like you're still experimenting. Outro. Strip layers in a clear order. Bass out, then break out, then leave atmo. Constraint for this pass. Only copy, paste, mute, and simple automation moves like filter opening. No new tracks. No new instruments. Coach note. This is where two-phase ears saves you. Phase 1 is build mode. Monitor a little louder, keep moving, don't solo fix. If you catch yourself doing micro EQ while you still don't have a breakdown, you are mixing in build mode. Stop, place clips, finish the story first. Once your structure is down, we commit like a pro, resample the drum bus. Create a new audio track called drum print. Set input to resampling or audio from the drum bus group. Record 32 to 64 bars of your main groove. Now you can chop fills quickly, reverse tiny bits, add fades, and treat it like a printed break. Classic jungle workflow. This also lowers CPU and stops you from constantly going back to re-edit the rack. Rule: after printing, freeze and flatten the original break track if you keep touching it. Commitment is the point. If you want that classic crunchy movement, another fast move is to warp the printed audio in beats mode, preserve transients, and pull decay down slightly. You'll hear that clipped, hardware-ish vibe immediately. Now, mix boundaries. We are not mixing for 3 hours. We're creating a bounded mix. Light master chain only. Utility for basic control. Keep low-end mono under about 120 Hz by simply making sure your bass elements are mono and not widened. Then glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release auto 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then a limiter with ceiling around minus 0.8. This is just to prevent overs, not to win the loudness war. Quick mix checklist. Drums peaking around minus 6 dB on the drum bus. Bass sits under drums but is still readable on small speakers. If it disappears on small speakers, don't add another bass layer as your first move. Try adding a little harmonic content with gentle saturation or overdrive, then EQ to keep the sub clean, and high-pass non-bass elements aggressively, often 150 to 400 Hz. Jungle gets muddy fast if Atmos and Stabs are living in the low mids. Now, export version 1 no matter what. Export a 24-bit WAV, name it something like track name V01170BPM date. Then write 3 quick notes, what works, what's weak, and one fix for next session. Extra deadline bounce trick, export 2 versions, one quiet per master that peaks around minus 6-ish, and one loud reference bounce with the limiter pushed a bit, just for listening convenience. Listen on your phone away from live and write notes outside the DAW. That distance is a constraint. It stops random wandering when you come back. Before we wrap, let's call out the common mistakes this workflow is designed to kill. Infinite break slicing. If you edit every hit, you never finish. 3 patterns, move on. Too many bass layers. Res plus sub plus mid plus top equals hours lost. Start with one bass, automate it. No structure early. If you don't lay out sections, you loop forever. Overprocessing drums. Heavy compression plus distortion stacked gets ugly fast. Mixing before arranging, you'll EQ the same loop for 2 hours and still have no track. This audio version is shortened for playback.